Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Let's bring in comedian Dan Altano.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Morning.
I am so excited to be here. Can I just tell you right now? I was really nervous coming here, and then I was listening, and I heard Governor Lamont call you JJ.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, can't be worse than that. That was pretty bad.
He set the bar low for you. AJ.
Right, exactly.
I could screw up a simple name.
Right.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I wonder why he came out so hard against the Bee Gees. Like, was that part of, like, was that polling that led him to that?
I have no idea.
Right. How do you make that decision?
Right.
Right.
And I think that was a game time decision. It was probably 5 minutes before he went on, heard what we were talking about, thought it was a rock station.
Right.
Right.
What do they hate?
I should mention something.
Disco.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, if we're all a part of the same generation.
Yeah.
When disco came, we all hated it. You seem a little too young to remember that.
Disco
but when
sucks.
Disco came.
Yeah. Right.
Like, disco sucks. Disco sucks, man.
It was a threat.
Yeah.
To right. the kingdom of rock.
Exactly.
Do you know what? My mind went right to, like, you know, what if the election came down to one vote? And there's just one guy in bell bottoms under a disco ball, and he's like, "That's it, I'm changing sides.
Right.
I'm out.
I voted Democrat my whole life."
Right. And by the way, he usually calls me S-head.
And he just hung up at the end. That was it. He's like, "I'm on."
That was weird.
I think it was open manhole.
We had the governor on an hour ago. Phil, do we have any of these clips? Yeah, I set each one up. I have Phil very busy today.
Very.
So
he's sweating.
Oh.
Yeah, good cardio today.
That's right.
It's all about cardio here.
His beard hair popping out.
It's all frizzy.
Stress.
It's all frizzy. You're working me too hard.
Really like Sam, like
Spidey
senses. Whatever, yeah.
No, it's not just, and I appreciate the tribe so much. We're getting so many responses about the box song, you know, AJ in a box.
Yeah,
like it's coming in on the phones. I'm getting emails. People get mad if I don't respond right away, and I'm just trying to be as polite as I can.
Yeah. Give him some air.
I got a job to do too.
I love that everybody is really passionate about the song that's going to torture AJ.
I know.
Should I be happy about this or what?
We'll explain this all to Dan in a second. I want him to hear some of these clips from the governor.
All right, so we mentioned the intro right away, got the name wrong.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chaz. Hey, JJ.
Hey.
JJ. By the way,
I love it.
Let me just say, dynamite.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, JJ.
He said it so confidently, though, right? Like your pals. Right. Like, hey, JJ, how you been?
Hey, JJ.
It almost came out like the same word three times. JJ.
Right.
JJ.
Good times.
Hey, JJ.
Good times. Any time me the payments.
JJ. JJ.
JJ.
I found
hey,
it.
Double J.
Yeah. JJ.
Hey, JJ.
You know what I love about it, though? He meant no disrespect.
No,
that wasn't
no.
done
that was
disrespectful.
Just,
that was just a flub.
Yeah, just exactly.
It happened right at the beginning.
It's always
it
my name.
So noticeable.
It's the easiest name.
It was the hello.
It's two letters.
It's two goddamn letters.
Hey, JJ.
AJJ. Oh, that's what happened. He added a J.
If my name
he said AJJ.
Is that my adjective?
It's a kind of affliction.
You know when you see a word, you're reading copy?
Yeah.
And you see the word before it, and then you combine the two words.
Yes.
And that's what he did. He was already on the J before he got to the A.
Right.
Then he gave us a couple sound effects here.
Wrong. Not true.
It's like a burp, that part.
I want that as a sounder. Wrong. Not true.
Wrong. Not true.
Can I hear the eh?
Yeah.
Eh.
That's his mouth, right?
That's how you should do every debate. Just every single answer. Just wrong.
Right.
I don't need a buzzer. I'm going to do my own sound effects.
Yeah, right? You ever, yeah, right?
Wrong.
You want to respond to that? A bug zapper goes.
Thank you.
Get the wrong answer on Family Feud? When you touch the sides on Operation.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
When you
go for the funny bone.
When you stick a penny in an electric socket. I've done that.
Not your uncle, but your aunt. And then I don't even know what this is. This might be nothing here.
He's got big cojones.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the big cojones.
It is kind of the checklist of, like, I'm going to say something cool here. You know, I'm going to slip it in. I'm going to be cool.
I'll say something Mexican, cojones.
He's like, all right, what does a morning radio show need? Some sound effects.
Right.
All right.
And no little disco.
Right. Yeah. Little edge. I'll get the names wrong. These just guys sound like I'm above it.
These guys are earthy. I'll mention some testicles.
Yeah. Cojones.
Cojones.
Well, he's trying to get all the demographics in there, you know?
Exactly.
He's been studying up.
And then he hung up.
Right. And then the hang up here.
Well, I just want you to know you're welcome to come here and join us.
All right, Jeff.
Goodbye.
Maybe he won before his crew joined him up.
Oh, you know what? He was saying, all right, JJ.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Right. I think it was Chaz. I think he was saying, Chaz.
Sounds like he's saying, all right, and his assistant's like, don't say it again. That's the one.
I must save you.
Hang up.
No.
Abort. Abort.
You're welcome to come here and join us.
All right, Jeff.
I don't know. It could be.
Could be lightning. I hope he's okay.
Could be lightning strike.
Yeah, no one checked in on him. Is he all right?
Right.
Probably laying there smoldering with a melted phone.
Can you put the amp right at the, all right, Chaz?
Oh, wow.
All right.
Right.
He had a lot of cojones to hang up like that.
He really did, right? Big cojones.
Yeah. That was exactly at 7:14, and I believe he had an interview at 7:15.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right, Chaz.
Now it sounds like a burp.
That's how you had to call.
How's that chili, sir?
Comedian Dan Altano in studio. You're going to help us pick the song that tortures AJ.
Yes.
Good luck. Before we get there, you're from New York originally?
I'm from Jersey originally.
Jersey.
I'm from Jersey originally.
How do you end up in Connecticut?
So I was in Jersey, moved out to New York City for the last 13 years, and then moved here recently during the pandemic. We had a three-year-old in a one-bedroom, so we needed to get out. So
gotcha.
We went.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a classic marriage situation because I wanted to move to New Jersey. My wife wanted to move to Connecticut, so we compromised and moved to Connecticut.
That's right.
So.
You may not work over there. Come over here.
You said, I want to go to Jersey, and she said,
Wrong. Not true.
She said, big cojones wanted to go here.
But I'm learning what it's like to be out here, and I have to say that the second I moved out here, people were like, you have to go to Chaz and AJ. It was like going to visit the Pope. It was so cool.
Oh, why didn't you just tell us? Well,
yeah. How long have you been here? Walked in. It's been almost 2 years now. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's like,
okay.
Gone by quick.
Yeah, well.
It did.
We've been waiting for you.
Seriously.
Yeah, well, the last 2 years haven't been very,
That's true. The pandemic,
the in-studio thing was not great.
Yeah, we just got back to that. That makes sense.
Right, Tim, to his credit.
So how do you like Connecticut?
I like it. I actually really like it. I have to say that I'm struggling with the manhood factor. Like, you're in New York City, you're renting, people are fixing everything for you, and out here, everything is just like it's like a man contest, and I can't.
Did you buy?
No, we're also renting here.
Okay,
but my in-laws, they're in North Haven.
Okay,
and we moved here. We were here for 2 days, and there was that tornado. And remember August 2020, there was a tornado. And their trees fell down in their yard, and we went over to, like, check it out. And my father-in-law goes, did you bring your tree gloves?
You're like, what?
Tree gloves?
I was like, just have tree gloves just with me? Like, there's...
First of all, there's no such thing. There's work gloves.
I brought mittens.
There's no tree gloves.
like the kind Bernie wore. Bernie Sanders wore that. Will that work?
Yeah. And I'm a creative writing major. I have no business being around trees. And, like, my brother-in-law is, like, a man's man. And he said out loud, he goes, oh, I forgot my other tool belt. I'm like, you have two?
Right.
You have two tool belts.
You don't even have one, right?
I got an old one and a new one.
I got to hold my pants up. That's it.
Yeah.
And why would you need two tool belts?
Right. Yeah. But it's just to, like, flex a little, right? And he actually said, he goes, is it weird if I take my shirt off? And I'm like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
right?
it is weird.
You have abs, and no one wants to see that.
Right. It's also 34 degrees outside.
Right, exactly. And I don't know. I can't help. Like, within 5 minutes, I was, like, making sandwiches. I'm like, you guys just want a snack?
Right.
You want some lemonade?
Like, do you guys want a poem about the trees falling? I can help you out.
I'm going to make a lasagna.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
They're moving giant pieces of branches and right. trees. And you're like, I got this leaf.
You're doing place settings.
Wrapping napkins around silverware.
I thought I'd create a flow.
You always know the moment when you're not needed anymore because you go to help and it's like, no, we got it. We got it. Just direct us.
They
it's like,
asking,
all right, I'm the director person now.
They stop asking, then they stop even acknowledging you're there.
Exactly.
Yes.
The conversation moves on, and it doesn't matter if you're speaking or not.
You can walk back slowly to your vehicle and leave. They have no idea.
Or they give you a fake. They give you a fake job. They're like, "Could you just like rake the leaves in a corner for no reason?"
Right. What's very important is I need you to watch for twigs.
Just in case another
part of the yard over there.
Yeah, they don't notice you're gone, but everything got easier. They're like, "Wow, this seems easier now. What's different?"
That's the neighbor's yard.
Has anyone seen Dan?
That, or they send you on a hunt for a non-existent tool.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
What the hell is a wood stretcher?
Go find me a left-handed hammer.
They send you like a sword that doesn't exist. Like, go to the Wiz and pick up a Walkman. We need
a reciprocal bandsaw.
But I got to say, being useless is pretty good. No one asked me to do anything at this point.
Right.
All you have to do is screw things up once, and you're not asked.
Yep. I couldn't put a door handle in.
But you guys seem more manly, though. That's the thing. Like, you give off that vibe. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I thought fake it.
You fake it?
I could do things,
stuff.
But yeah, and
he takes down trees and all kinds of crap.
Yeah, I'm good at destructing things.
Right.
Yeah, but you taking clean, things apart.
But you built a table.
Yeah, you clean afterwards.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I built an IKEA table once. I've been talking about it for 8 years, and it was just it was a small little table, and it's like my icebreaker. Like when I get around, like men's men, I'm all intimidated. I'm like, what's that? Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I snapped L into K.
Right, everything's in Swedish, so right there is impressive.
Hey, just getting yourself out of there.
And the toolbox is called a fixer. Yeah, well, I used the screwdriver from the fixer, and I put together an end table over there.
But everybody gave me a hard time from Jersey moving to Connecticut. It was a weird thing. No one knows Connecticut, but they were all like,
"Nah, yeah." They make the face.
What are you going over there for?
What are you doing?
We bury bodies over there.
What are you doing? What are you going to see trees?
Right.
What do you want, a park?
What are you going to leave peeping?
You got out of New York at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I miss it. I miss it for the comedy. But, I mean, and there was this little period of time where all the rent went down. And everyone's like, let's go. The rent's down. And then within minutes, it was like triple. So we got out like just perfect time.
Yeah.
But, I'm learning how to – I hadn't drive for 13 years. So I am
– prison?
That's what it felt like in the city. But it was – I'm so bad on the road, and it's just like I'm just apologizing because I'm not. I don't have the confidence.
Sorry, useless. Asshole.
Sorry,
so sorry.
That's okay. In this state, they can't drive either.
I'm just trying to find the Wiz.
I gotta get that reciprocal bandsaw.
But yeah, everyone here, like the Jersey thing, they were like, "Oh, that's a drive-through state," and then I realized you can't drive through the state. Like
now
the traffic is insane. Like we even want to move to Connecticut. We're like on a road trip to Boston. We're like stuck on I-95. We're like, let's just live here. I don't even care.
Well, they said drive through because sit in traffic state wasn't good.
right, exactly.
It'd be faster if we just got out and stayed here.
That's what people ask like a family. They're like, oh, how did you end up in Connecticut? They don't say that. They're like, how'd you get stuck in Connecticut? Like where was it? Was it Meriden? Was it
like you crashed
down on 95?
Yeah.
Off Keith's top five.
Okay, so Jonathan Carbuti was on the other day, realtor, and he got me thinking, if I wanted to buy your house, what do you have in your house that makes me say, no way, I'm never buying this?
Oh.
All right, you ready for it?
Yep.
Okay. Dark stained planks with phrases on it. So you know what I'm talking about. People have dream big, live, laugh, love, give thanks, inspirational quotes. Every house now has these. Go to your friend's house. They all have them. Not mine, because I don't believe in
yours
laughing.
Has, why are you still here?
I don't believe in laughing or loving. But if I see these in a house, I'm immediately like sick to my stomach. And I say to myself, if I went into AJ's house, what would AJ's sign say? What do you think?
A happy home has happy cats.
I was going with, it's sad here.
I would be caution, owner is armed.
And Chaz, yours, of course, would just say, cranky. That's what it would say. All of
get out.
Mad.
My girlfriend has a lot.
You're trespassing.
Or it's too late now.
You're trespassing. Fuck. All right, number four. No carpet. Now, carpet gets a bad rap. I'm a huge fan of carpet. There is nothing better than getting out of bed on a cold hell day and touching like a nice warm carpet. But no one, millennials especially, are out of business with carpet. It's all about hardwood floors. All they want is hardwood floors. But me, cover me in carpet. I would love my whole house to have carpet.
I love carpet.
I don't have any carpet in my house. I hate it.
But don't need it, don't want it.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
It's not cozy.
It's so cozy.
You need
my,
it.
My childhood.
Don't need it, don't want it.
My childhood, like, family room had a carpet. I would lay on it and watch TV. Oh, I want it.
You could put carpet down over the hardwood.
Yeah, like area.
Yeah, but then
do
you
that, gotta, Keith.
The people gotta come and you gotta pay them.
You gotta talk to them.
There's that whole expense.
You gotta measure square feet, which I don't even know how to do. Yeah. Like, it's an issue.
Can't make an intern do it for a street teamer.
Right,
come to my house.
Keith has to save money. It's prime Starbucks season.
We're switching to the red cups, Phil.
Right.
Okay, number three, drop ceilings. Now, if you're 16 in 1993, drop ceilings, you know, they're a time. Your booze, your weed, your porn.
You hide everything.
But as an adult, it just feels like there are rats. It just feels like there are rats in the ceiling that might jump out at any time. Like these. Are these drop ceilings?
Yes, they are.
Right. Right. I want my ceilings to be ceilings, like regular ceilings.
Sealed ceiling.
And not a home for raccoons. I hate drop ceilings. I hate them, and I'm petrified of them.
What house has drop ceilings besides the finished basement?
Yeah, those houses.
My basement. That's where I got bit by the spider. They forgot one of the friggin' pieces. Then I rent the roof for it, and I got bit.
When we used to work at the Whale, there was drop ceilings, and they were filled with mice. Ah. There was a dude that came every month to, like, kill the mice, and I just sat in that office, and I said, I'm going to get... Mice are going to fly out of the ceiling.
They called them rock rodents.
I hate it.
I have a horrible story about this. I don't know if I want to share.
I must know.
The project house.
Uh-huh.
I had a mask on and I had glasses on.
Okay.
And gloves.
Okay.
But I picked up a ceiling tile, and you know how you have to kind of like lean it to get it through?
Yeah.
And as I leaned it, just mouse poop.
Oh.
Right down.
Fell on it. Oh.
No.
It rained on me.
Like bad Cocoa Pebbles?
I wanted to find a can of gas and light myself on fire.
I must purify.
You were a Sunday. The poop was the sprinkles.
Yeah, that's right.
Ceilings got to be ceilings. I hate drop ceilings. Number two. Now, I've been going back and forth on this. Murder. So you don't have to disclose that there was a murder in your house, but if I ask you, you have to tell me. I guess that's a law. And by the way, I'm never telling a potential buyer. 9 people killed in my house. I'm lying to you. Come get me later.
Yeah, no,
I'll be away.
The chalk line stuff is all art.
But I'm thinking, so your house is, you know, let's say 600,000, and the house next to you that I want to buy that's had a murder is 300,000. I don't know.
I'm good with it.
I think I suck it up unless there's blood on the walls. It's like that Sharon Tate house that all the blood's on the walls.
I think I'm good.
I think I take the cheaper house.
You sort of touched on some of them become sort of infamous and they get gawky. So like the Amityville Horror House, for example, people will drive
by. I don't want a weird
just
house.
To see it.
They actually were taking like tiles, like the shingles of the house.
Exactly.
I don't want weirdos. Yeah. But
if it's one or two people that were murdered, you're fine.
It's like a low-key murder. That didn't really make the news.
It was more
like
an accident. Yeah, right.
Just some random non-news-making home invasion.
It's more of a manslaughter. He's calling it.
Right. Can we find the one that was real quiet, multiple deaths, to make the money way lower?
Maybe just like, I don't know, the exhaust backup in the house. Right.
And I don't believe in ghosts, so I think I'm fine. Like, I think we're good. Right. So
you're too loud for them.
Right. They'd be like, oh, boo. Okay, number one. The number one thing I don't want in a house is chalkboard walls.
Ugh.
So this is in a lot of houses now because the parents give their dumb children like chalkboard walls to write on. But if you don't have children, and say my kids are gone and I'm looking for a place and they're chalkboard walls, I'm never buying it. It's $1 million to replace.
It winds up looking like a burger place.
And what do you write on it?
Yeah. Live, love, laugh.
Post no signs.
I just write that
post
on the
no signs. Your grocery list.
That's it. Those are my 5 things to not have in your house.
Yay.
Thank you. Flubbles, which is a combination of a flub and a mumble.
Yep.
Basically, it's a montage of our mistakes.
Mostly me.
How many do you think we can make in 1 week?
Of course, nowadays, if it was a spider invasion, we'd welcome them with open arms.
I wouldn't.
Oh, it was like, whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried one can of it, and I don't think I blinked for an hour and a half.
I don't think you've come down from it. I think you're still on it.
I was 14 years old in Ocala, Florida, and it hasn't worn off yet.
Ocala, Florida. Good old Cala, Florida.
Bubble montage is created by Mountain Dew.
Yes, it is. I'm just saying, but back a couple years ago, it was a rage. Like they started like having this popular, and you had to mix it, and you
it's
saw exactly how it's like.
Definitely.
Like, it should be intelligible music. What's it saying? Open something, the Odie?
Yeah,
but yeah, no, these pants. I guess I would have had. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have been back.
No, you wouldn't have been back.
I would have been doing call-ins for the rest of the show.
Compared to what exactly? Like store-bought cookies? Yeah. Cookies? Because I'd rather have something off the shelf.
Let's all cookie jubilation. Yeah, you had two Britney schoolgirl Britneys, and then you had one Britney with the
red,
with the red like the stage outfit with the wireless mic with the headset mic with the galvanized preamps.
Yeah, the meditator is different than two attorneys, right? Because attorneys, not a meditator, a mediator.
Mediator, okay. Oh, you want the dog on a leash. I thought you want me on a leash and dogs on a walk paint. Okay, I know that. Now, your Channel 3 Biller Sources Public Insurance Adjusters really warning whether...
That's your Chaz and AJ Mazzamil for traffic report.
Okay, so we're at fall right now, late fall. And the thing is, when the fall comes and you got the winter comes...
early.
You get the holidays coming.
You're early.
Next thing you know...
You're early.
I'm early. Just wanted to let you guys know.
Election day is coming.
Calls us up one day and says, I won. Oh, my God, I won. It's completely, like, flabbergasted, just insanely happy, hysterical on the phone.
AJ will go up in the K&J Tree Service bucket truck for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. I hate heights. I'm really, the thing, right? No. Yeah, it's got to be like every $1,000 donation, I would think. Otherwise, we'd be going up and down a lot. Why the hell should I get out of the box and stay in the damn thing the entire time?
Because tell when he's nervous.
Because $1,000
bucks
happens.
He talks like a monkey.
This was, okay, so I was 14 years old. So that was like the late 70s, I think it was. Yeah, like 78, somewhere around there. Yeah. No, 76. Yeah, 76.
Well, I'm getting the Mountain Dew right after
76,
this.
Yeah. And I said stuff like, I mean, these people, that's all they did. They just drank Mountain Dew. Oh, my God.
You also don't do well with yodeling,
but isn't this...
How many butts was that?
Shut up. Isn't this, like, too long? You want to have a lot of plays, right? Like, it's way too long.
Wow.
Wait, how long is this song?
It's definitely a physical and mental reaction.
How long is this song?
His eye just twitched. His eye literally twitched.
Something snapped earlier. You know, it's my live reel. Like,
7:52.
I may have had some kind of an aneurysm.
A what?
I may have had some kind of aneurysm. Shut up.
7:52. Eye twitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it still be her? Wouldn't it still be... come meet the destructor. I'm trying to think of the voice.
Your brain is haunted.
I'm trying to think of the voice. Right. I know. Behold, I'm gonna go with.
Did you say be a potato?
You're gonna be a potato in a second.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.